Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And it's just Rosie on the House today. Of course, with Gary D., our broadcast engineer. Both Romy and Jennifer are out today, so I've got the show to myself. You're welcome to join us, join me, by dialing 1-888-767-4348. If there's any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give me a ring and let me put my 50-some-odd years of carpentry and handyman experience to work for you. Let's see if I can't help you move that project along. Maybe help you get that project started with a couple tips on the right kinds of tools, the right kinds of products, the brand names that we recommend that we've learned to trust. Or if there's a project maybe that got started some time ago and is having trouble getting finished, you could give me a ring and maybe I could give you the motivation to and the answers you might need to get you through that next step. But before we do it, all last hour, we were talking about electricity and the safety requirements of electricity. And I can't believe I missed the fact we didn't congratulate Sparky.
Ooh, yeah. What a game last night.
What a game. Wow. ASU, watch out.
Forks up, baby.
Man,
that was
forks up. Mm. And I guess we got the Wildcats taking on UCLA this afternoon, right? UCLA.
Okay. UCLA.
So we've already spanked them once here locally. Hopefully we can spank them again. And I believe the Lumberjacks have the weekend off. So, but again, congratulations to Coach Edwards and all the team at ASU for just a spectacular win. You know Stanford came in here charged up after their win last weekend.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And ASU was pretty charged up after their UCLA win of last week.
There was a lot of electricity on that field.
There was a lot of electricity on that field. So congratulations. One of the things we do to try and one of the many things we do to try and educate and entertain the Arizona homeowners is we print a weekly digital newsletter. In that digital newsletter, it comes with a tip of the week. It comes with a product of the week. We have our own e-store of products that we think can be kind of hard to find sometimes, generally made in America, that we've tested and determined we really like them. So we've made them available through the Rosie on the House e-store. And there's a featured product every month. And this month, it's the Franklin Sensor Pro Sensor Stud Finder. If you're trying to hang some art in your home or some towel bars, and you've got to find that stud behind the wall. These Franklin sensors we have found to be the easiest to use, the most reliable. And what they do, unlike other sensors that just show you about where the stud is, these sensors actually mark the left and the right side of the stud, so you can center your anchoring device right in the middle of the stud to ensure you've got the maximum holding capacity for whatever it is you're trying to hold up. So that's our feature product of the week, available at rosieonthehouse.com e-commerce store. The weekly to-do is all about air filters. And when I say air filters, I know most of you immediately start thinking about the air filter to your air conditioning system. And that's certainly an important one in your house. We like to encourage you to take a look at that filter and change it once a month. For years, air filters for air conditioners were made out of spun fiberglass, and they caught the biggest of things trying to pass through your ductwork, but really don't filter very much out. We've always encouraged you replace those spun fiberglass filters that you can buy on special for sometimes as low as 79 cents. Maybe it's up to 99 cents now. With a 1-inch paper pleated filter that will actually filter all the air passing through your return air duct, purifying the air before it hits your air conditioning coils, okay? And if you take that filter, and that's going to cost you about $4, if you'll take that filter and replace it once a month, you will literally almost never have to get your ducts clean. If you've never had your ducts clean, get them clean by a professional licensed air conditioning contractor, because to do it properly, you actually have to take part of the air conditioning equipment apart, and you have to clean the fins on the coil. Get those clean, get the condensate clean, get the ductwork clean, and go back with 1-inch paper pleated filters replaced monthly, and you'll probably never, ever have to clean your filters again or your ductwork again. These duct cleaning services that encourage you to call them out once or twice a year, and when they finish, they schedule you again for another 6 months down the road, aren't doing you justice, okay? They're really not cleaning your ducts. As soon as the air conditioner goes on, all the muck and gunk that's piled up to your coils is immediately distributed through the air. So get the whole system clean. Check the integrity of your ductwork. Get any leaks sealed. You can do that with a whole house energy audit. And then use paper pleated filters. In fact, at the point you replace your air conditioner, do what I did and do what we do for every homeowner that we remodel for. We put in a 3 or 4 inch paper pleated filter that only needs to be replaced once a year. And it gets done when the air conditioning contractor's out there doing the unit, its annual service. So that's just one of the filters. I'm going to finish talking about all the other filters you have in your house, but let's see if we can go to the lines now. We're all busy here. Gary isn't going to be able. He's on the other line right now. And like I say, it's just Gary and I today. So one of the other filters I'm going to talk about here just for a minute are the filter on your vacuum. Do you know the dirtiest thing you can do in your house with a bad vacuum cleaner is vacuum your house? You're introducing more junk into the air than you can possibly imagine. We like to encourage people to buy a vacuum cleaner that's HEPA approved and HEPA filtered, so that as you're vacuuming up the carpet, which is probably one of the filthiest surfaces in your entire house, you're not just picking it up and spewing it up into the air. Okay, that's some of the junk that will get caught on those evaporative coils and make your indoor air quality. A sealed up house in August with all the cooking and the showering and the vacuuming and the cleaning, the indoor air quality in a house well sealed in August is much worse than the air quality of when you just step out on your back patio and breathe fresh air. Gary, let's see if we can bring this caller in, calling in from Sorita. I understand he has a question about exterminating. Mike?
Yes, hi. Hi, Rosie, how you doing?
From beautiful.
I'll be quick, because I know you're busy.
Okay, well, we're here for you.
Okay, I have a problem with subterranean termites.
Okay.
And I have two different approaches to resolving the problem. One is dig a trench all the way around the house deep and flush and just saturate the areas with chemicals and so forth. Supposedly that will kill whatever is there. The other one is you put in trenches, you put in the baits in tubes around the perimeter of the house, which I understand is a good system, except I've been told that the termites can go around and in between the traps. So the better one, per this person I spoke with, says to just saturate the whole area with chemicals, and that should take care of it. Your opinion, please. What's your take on that?
On termites, it's been my opinion for a long time. And there is a place for termite traps. But I'm generally not a fan of them. I am a fan of a product called Termidor, which sounds like what one of the guys was recommending. You dig a trench, treat the perimeter of the house with this saturated material. Now, there are limits to where that can be applied. You aren't going to want that applied in about or around the root ball of any fruit-producing tree. You're not going to want it around your vegetable garden. So there are restrictions as to where it can go. But it's the only product that the termite will take back to the hive and kill the queen. So it's the only product that has a very high success rate in totally eliminating the entire colony of termites. And that's the reason we like it. The success rate and of what we've seen has been pretty darn incredible. So Termidor, when it comes to treating termites, is our number one selection. There are times and places to use other things, but it takes a site evaluation to come up with that. Default, Termidor.